Last night, a terrible fire ripped through a 26-story apartment building in London. Grenfell Tower was constructed in 1974 and recently undergone an $11 million refurbishment, which was carried out by private contractors. However, witnesses said that there was no fire alarm to warn residents and the fire sprinkler system never deployed, allowing the fire to spread quickly. In November of 2016, a group of residents called the Grenfell Action Group highlighted ongoing concerns among residents over the safety of the building, which was managed by the Kensington and Chelsea Tenant Management Organization. The causes of the fire have not been determined as authorities focus on rescue efforts. In October of 2015, another fire ripped through another property managed by Kensington and Chelsea Tenant Management Organization. The nearby 14-story Adair Tower was described in reports as a serious incident and resulted in 16 residents requiring hospital treatment. Witnesses and survivors of the Grenfell Inferno spoke to the media about the tragic events they witnessed.
I just remember the faces and of the family. All of them had the children upstairs and no one out. No one know where they are. It's like, it's horrible feelings. I just remembering the faces, the people's faces, I can't.
I saw a man actually throw himself out of the window, you know, and kids actually, me and Tamara both saw a kid being dangled out of the window. A lot of dead bodies that were all on the floor, they were obviously covered up, but there were a lot of people that did not make the fall.
If I'd fell asleep, we'd all been dead. That's how bad it was, 100%. Because there weren't no warning, there weren't no proper noise to let us know nothing was happening. Do you know what I mean? It was frightening.
What was going through my mind is just want to save my family. I saw people jumping out the window, man. It was crazy. As the fire brigade went upstairs, they brought kids down. I was helping kids. I saw a kid that couldn't breathe properly.
We didn't know, no alarm, no water, nothing. You know, like, it was very shocking.
The Black Talk Radio Network would like to send its condolences to the victims and their families. This has been Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio News Report.